KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's sunny and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In area news, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Republican 4th District Congressman Steve King attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony Tuesday morning at the new Waspies truck stop off Highway 71, just south of Audubon. The $18 million project includes the feed mill restaurant and Bluegrass Inn and Suites. Reynolds spoke about the facility as being the Lawrence Handlos family's dedication to their community and their continued efforts to make a difference through their success story.
You know, their success story is the best kind of Iowa story. They're farmers with an entrepreneurial spirit, small business owners who are driven to excel, and family members who are bonded through a common vision.
She said Waspies is more than just a 16-acre truck stop, restaurant, and inn. It's a job creator and an economic engine and a tourism destination.
And that's a big deal because tourism generates about $8.2 billion to our economy. 17% of travelers are spending in Iowa is related to transportation and 20% is spent on food. So Waspies is filling an important niche for local residents and visiting travelers to our great state.
Reynolds says families like the Handloses are the backbone of rural Iowa. Congressman King also echoed the theme of family and the miraculous way the project came together on what used to be just a hill, and now he said it's a destination location.
I think about the Sunday dinners that people are going to drive for maybe an hour away to come here, and then they'll come back again and again and again. The people that will drive out of their way to circle in here and maybe stay over here or to use the car wash or back here to the restaurant.
King says it takes a family to pull together such a large project.
This is a wonderful and beautiful model of the American dream. The idea that you go to work and build something that has a lasting legacy to leave the world a better place for everyone, but also for the family and for the next generation to have opportunities, and the opportunities that spread well beyond family.
King says the new tax bill coming out in the next couple of months could eliminate the so-called death tax or estate tax because it is a direct tax on the American dream. Lawrence Handlos says his concept for the property turned out to be bigger than he envisioned.
Well, all I really wanted was a truck wash. And I thought, well, they might need a sandwich or something like this here while they're waiting for their truck to be washed. That's how this kind of, and then maybe a place to stay. So that's how this all kind of come to fruition here, because they all needed one tied in with the other.
The truck wash hasn't opened just yet, but is expected to be available this fall. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. Among the items on their agenda is the election of a board president and vice president for the 2018-19 school year, along with the appointment of a board treasurer and secretary and other administrative matters. The school board will also hear a special presentation with regard to girls' softball and discuss a computer lab purchase for the middle school math program. Last year, District Technology Director Roger Warren presented a plan for the middle school to purchase Chromebooks as the district continues to look at integrating technology into instruction. Middle school math teacher Chelsea Lee would like to use online resource for math and wrote the request, feels it's a good way to pilot the Chromebooks. School officials say purchasing to fully equip a classroom with a set of 25 Chromebooks and related peripherals would cost a little over $10,000. The board will also receive a facility planning update and act on the first reading of revised new and deleted board policies. The new policies include one that clarifies language related to the use of service animals, assistance animals, therapy animals, and emotional support animals on district property by students, staff, and community members. A revised rule on participation by the public in board meetings, if approved, would require those wishing to comment to notify the board secretary prior to the meeting. It would also give the board discretion on how much time to set aside for public participation, which is typically limited to 3 minutes per person. In other business, the Atlantic School Board is expected to act on approving an athletic training services agreement with the Cass County Memorial Hospital to provide an athletic trainer. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 40-year-old Brandy Whitney of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center Tuesday morning on a Union County warrant for 5 counts of compulsory education violation, third or subsequent offense. Whitney was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Also, a group appointed by the director of the Iowa Department of Education is now reviewing and preparing to make a recommendation on what will be the first statewide standards for teaching physical education and health in the state's schools. Department spokesperson Stacey Hupp says it's part of the ongoing process of reviewing and revising standards.
We have mandatory standards for math, science, social studies, literacy, and 21st century skills. But we also have what we call recommended or voluntary standards for things like fine arts and computer science. And now we're looking at having PE and health standards, and those would be voluntary for schools as well.
Hupp says the standards give schools guidelines as they carry out the actual job of teaching students.
Standards are open-ended. They're not prescriptive, but again, they establish the expectations, and then it's up to local schools to make decisions about curriculum and teaching, the things that help students meet those expectations.
And she says educators have asked the state to look at the PE and health standards.
There are standards for PE and health in the U.S., but we don't have any that are Iowa-specific. In fact, we are the last state in the country to look at adopting PE and health standards.
The Physical Education and Health Standards Review Team has already had one meeting and will have five more before putting together recommendations for the State Board of Education by next spring. The State Board of Education has the authority to adopt or revise the state standards, so then they would review a recommendation and decide ultimately whether or not to adopt the PE and health standards for Iowa. Hupp says the meetings are open to the public and the team will take input from the public later this fall in an online survey. The next meeting is set for October 11th, with other meetings set for November 15th, December 7th, January 10th, and February 21st. All meetings take place from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Grandview University's Student Center, Room 201. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.